on a certain engagement south of Seoul. A long time, many years, we've had these wars. When they were opened, one can scarcely say. We were high school students, no more than sophomores, when Italy broke her peace on a dark day, and that was not the beginning. The following years grew crowded with destruction and dismay. When I was 19, once the surprising tears stood in my eyes and stung me. For I saw a soldier in a newsreel clutch his ears to hold his face together. Those that paw the public's bones to eat the public's heart said far too much, of course. The sight, so raw and unbelievable, of people blown apart was enough to change us without that bark and whine. We grew disconsolate. Each had his chart to mark on the kitchen wall the battle line, but many were out of date. The radio droned through the years, a faithful anodyne. Yet the news of this slight encounter somewhere below Seoul stirs my remembrance. We were a few, sprawled on the stiff grass of a small plateau, afraid. No one was dead. But we were new. We did not know that probably none would die. Slowly then, all vision went askew. My clothing was outlandish. Earth and sky were metallic and horrible. We were unreal, strange bodies and alien minds. We could not cry, for even our eyes seemed to be made of steel. Nor could we look at one another, for each was a sign of fear. And we could not conceal our hatred for our friends. There was no speech. We sat alone, all of us, trying to wake some memory of the selves beyond our reach. That place was conquered. The nations undertake another campaign now in another land, a stranger land, perhaps. And we forsake the miseries there that we can't understand, just as we always have. Yet still my glimpse of a scene on the distant field can make my hand tremble again. How quiet we are. One limps, one cannot walk at all, or one is all right. But one has this experience that crimps forgetfulness, especially at night. Is this a bond? Does this make us brothers? Or does it bring our hatred back? I might have known, but now I do not know. Others may know. I know when I walk out of doors, I have a sorrow not wholly mine, but another's.